We begin the program with a report from Rogers. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums joins us from a press conference inside the Center for Nonprofits at St. Mary's.
That's right, Antoinette. I am at the St. Mary's Center for Nonprofits near downtown Rogers, and with me is Holly Hill. She is the Vice President of Community Impact for United Way of Northwest Arkansas. Holly, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
The press conference this morning is designed to let people know about the Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC. What is the Earned Income Tax Credit?
The Earned Income Tax Credit is a tax credit that is really the largest credit that they will get throughout the year and can be the largest financial boost a family can have. So,
is it something that a family can merely claim by checking the proper box on a form?
It is something that you qualify for. It is an income level of $49,078 or less. And there's other qualifications that you can also check on our website.
I know that you've had these press conferences in years past, and part of the mission here is to tell people about the EITC because there are many people who don't know about it?
That's correct. Only four out of five folks that are eligible actually claim the Earned Income Tax Credit.
What does it mean if then 20% of people who are eligible in Northwest Arkansas are not claiming it?
That means that they are not taking advantage of a amount of money that could be the largest financial boost that they would have throughout the year.
I know it would vary from family to family, but what kind of money are we talking about?
On an average of $2,100 up to a maximum of over $5,000.
$2,100 to $5,000, that could help for college education. That could be a needed car down payment, something like that.
Yes, it could be several things. Yes, it could help you get into a home. It could help you certainly with your debt. It could be a savings account. Yes.
Now, I know United Way is kind of the presenter of today's press conference. There are other area agencies that are helping spread the word as well?
We actually are in partnership with several organizations, especially the Volunteer Income Tax Credit organizations that are providing free tax services for these families as well. If you make $50,000 or less, you are eligible for free tax services.
You mentioned families. Is there a definition for what a family is?
There are definitions, but it is just an income level of $50,000 or below.
Uh-huh. What do you think has been difficult? I know haven't the numbers gone up of Northwest Arkansas people who are eligible for the EITC who have claimed it over the past few years?
Yes, the numbers have gone up, and every year those numbers turn because people either, you know, have financial situations that are different, their married status is different, they might now have custody of their children. So that is a turning, you know, that turns every year.
Mm-hmm. If you have 20%, roughly 20% of a region's population not applying for or knowing about a tax credit, you go meta with this, you pull back, that's some money that could be going back into the local economy as well?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It is money that would be going back to the local economy. Yes.
And you also mentioned that you're working with people who do volunteer tax returns. Part of what you're talking about today is the fact that there are free opportunities for people to have tax preparation.
Right. Yes, part of what we're doing today is to announce that the free tax services will be kicking off next week and that we want to educate people that they are there and to take advantage of them.
Do you know, are there, in years past, at this point in the year, there have been agencies that have asked for more volunteers, people with accounting or tax experience? Is that the case again this year?
Yes, we have been really working on recruiting volunteers to prepare the taxes. It is a volunteer run service. So
If anyone has any more questions about whether it's Earned income tax credit or how to have their taxes prepared, what resources can they use?
They need to call 211, which is the easy to remember number. That's for information referral. They would be able to tell you all the tax sites that are in Northwest Arkansas, talk to you about EITC eligibility, and also lead you to the IRS website that talks about qualifications.
And I've mentioned the region Northwest Arkansas. For this particular definition, Northwest Arkansas includes?
Benton, Madison, Carroll, and Washington County.
Holly, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thank you.
That's Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellum speaking with Vice President of Community Impact for United Way of Northwest Arkansas, Holly Hill. Now, Kyle, she mentioned people qualifying for this tax credit. Are there different levels of qualifications?
Yes, at the press conference this morning at the Center for Nonprofits, there was literature handed out. And in that literature, it does point out that the earned income tax credit is available for workers whose income does not exceed different limits. It's nearly $44,000 or a little over $49,000 if filing jointly married, and that's with three or more qualifying children. And then the level goes down a little bit depending on the number of children. It's $46,000 with two qualifying children, $41,000 if married, filing jointly with one qualifying child, or about $18,000 married, filing jointly if there are no qualifying children. But the point here is that it's open to people with children or not. That's how it's defined by families. And I also asked about if someone is filing their taxes with a preparer, do the people filing have to know about the earned income tax credit? And Holly told me that it's an automatic box that a preparer or any preparation system will find. But the point here is that you do have to file, obviously, a tax return to be eligible for the earned income tax credit.
All right. Well, thank you for that report, and we will see you back at the studio.
Thank you, Antoinette.
Thank you.